Sammy Rhymes, yeah, it's mad, but every day it feels like my life's on the line. It's like being born black's a bloody crime. There's no sugar in this cane. Don't mind a bit of pain, but being whipped and stripped ain't the same when you're being restrained and detained for a crime you didn't commit. Matching a description that only your skin colour seems to fit. Being black's the crime for which they want to convict. Innocent until proven guilty, but in their eyes black is filthy and you're guilty until proven innocent. Prison is imminent and once you're inside these prison guards move militant. Multiple participants caught up in an array of incidents. Reports of broken limbs and torn ligaments, beating like an instrument. Witnesses side. No one was vigilant, malfunctioning body cams, what a coincidence. Too many blacks caught up in similar predicaments. All of this is equivalent to cases of false imprisonment and cases where officers have been responsible for planting weapons and stimulants. Adults taken in generally face 5 to 10 years of imprisonment. Some are given life, 5 years is typically the minimum sentence given to young males that are black and innocent. White offenders plead guilty to the same crimes, yet manage to get off with insufficient evidence. The racial disparity in the criminal justice system is evident. Richard Phillips spent over 45 years incarcerated in the state of Michigan, wrongfully convicted of murder despite having long proclaimed his innocence. Eventually exonerated in 2018 when the man responsible for the crime came forward supplying new evidence. Meanwhile, innocent bros on death row lay on their knees praying persecutors find new evidence.
The judge stood up and said, Anthony Ray Hinton, you have been found guilty of 2 counts of first degree capital murder, and it is the order of this court that we sentence you to death.
They are trying to get rid of all the black citizens, from Western born to first generation immigrants. Any attempts to annihilate us are getting ridiculous. They even stop and search us to ridiculous and arrest us for resisting them, even when it's clear that we ain't resisting them. Mentally sick of them, physically can't deal with them. Any form of contact literally seems to trigger hypervigilance. Mentally sore, flashbacks of things that we saw and made to feel sore. Anxiety soars and the impact of the trauma is raw. Can't even hug loved ones anymore. Constantly at war, fighting for a free mind and a trauma-free life. There's more to being free than walking freely outside. Putting us inside has messed us up inside. The direct impact of being incarcerated and institutionalized. A prisoner in this mind and a prisoner in our minds. Doing time for being a particular kind of kind. We have our movement restricted until proven innocent and acquitted, only to be released into the same racist society from which we were remitted. It's never too long before we hear of another black soul that's been killed or wrongfully convicted, hospitalized or readmitted, sectioned for not being with it, attempts at suicide. Cause the mind feels rigid, carrying involuntary memories and trauma so vivid, never feeling free, constantly having to relive it. Racially profiled until death comes, we have to live with it. These white supremacists and bigots hate to admit it, but being born black's the only crime that's being committed.